Thank you, Your Excellency, Mr. Vice President, and distinguished delegates. I will respond to observations on various aspects related to education. On concerns raised regarding access to education, I would like to inform the floor that education is the fundamental right for every Bhutanese and serves as the cornerstone of our development. Our annual budget allocations for education consistently exceed 6% of GDP and 20% of public expenditures, reflecting our unwavering commitment to this vital sector. To ensure access for all, we have constructed 567 schools across various regions, with over 70% located in rural areas. Learning materials are provided free of charge to public and private institutions. In our pursuit of enhancing access to quality education, we have established 63 center schools equipped with boarding facilities and student welfare services. Additionally, 119 other schools provide boarding facilities. Over 14 billion has been allocated for infrastructure improvements during the 13th plan. We are also committed to improving access to quality and inclusive early childhood care and development services. Currently, there are 609 ECCD centers with plans for further expansion with a budget outlay of 750 million in the 13th plan. To ensure inclusivity, a budget of 980 million has been allocated to establish new inclusive schools. Currently, there are 48 such schools. We are also broadening access to vocational education through alternative skills development programs. The National Technical and Vocational Education Gender Strategy has been developed to increase female enrollment, and basic technical and vocational education programs have also been introduced in 7 higher secondary schools. Access to tertiary education is supported by 2 universities and 11 colleges. For those who may have missed formal education, functional numeracy and life skills are offered through 321 non-formal education centers and 21 community learning centers. We have a flexible policy that allows individuals who previously discontinued their studies to resume their education. This includes those who took breaks for unintended pregnancy, family responsibilities, health issues, or other personal circumstances. Regarding concerns about quality of education, I'm pleased to inform the floor that we have implemented comprehensive measures to enhance the quality and relevance of our education system. We have revised our curriculum, teaching methods, and assessment practices. More emphasis is now placed on building competency of students, particularly in digital skills. Coding has been made a mandatory subject for all K-12 students, and the ministry organizes national competitions to promote interest in the field of STEM, including exclusive STEM camps for girls. Fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution are included in the curriculum. While climate education is taught from grade 4 upwards and offered at tertiary levels through dedicated programs. Additionally, comprehensive sexual education is taught as part of curriculum for K-12 students. In the monastic schools, functional English, mathematics, ICT, and life skills are taught as part of the curriculum. At the tertiary level, traditional courses have been replaced with more work-based programs that align with current industry demands. Continued teacher development remains a key focus of our efforts to improve the quality of education. Each teacher must complete at least 80 hours of professional development annually. Over 3 billion has been allocated in the 13th plan for teacher development programs. We recognize that education extends beyond academics. It encompasses overall well-being. Close to 1,200 well-being focal teachers have been appointed to implement programs addressing mental health among students. Corporal punishment has been banned in all educational settings, and legal actions are taken against violators. Child online protection guidelines have been formulated for children, educators, parents, industry, and policymakers to prevent and mitigate cyberbullying and other online risks to children. I'm happy to inform that in 2024, net primary enrollment reached 94.3%, while dropout rates decreased significantly from 1.5% in 2019 to 0.6% at primary level, and from 2% to 0.2% at secondary level. Female students now comprise over 51% of the total student population. with gender parity index for primary education rising from 0.98 in 2019 to 1.02 in 2024. The number of ECCD centers grew from 379 in 2019 to 609, with enrollment increasing from 20.5% to 38%. The number of inclusive schools rose from 19 to 48, currently enrolling over 1,200 students with special needs. Finally, enrollment in technical and vocational education institutes increased from about 1,800 students in 2019 to over 3,300 students in 2024. Thank you for your attention.
Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished